We're back with the Jay and Randy Show.
All right, back with more fun here. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, where the static is. Heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com. Also heard at ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com. It's all about being local. In the studio, we have Valerie Nicole, singer-songwriter, joining us here on the program. And going to get to hear some of Valerie's music, which will be cool. And get your mic going there.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hi.
Wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Got a little lost getting here, but
Okay.
All right now.
What area are you from?
I'm from the Reading area.
Okay. Gotcha. How'd you find out about this station? Was it from that ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com, I think?
Through there, and then I actually did an interview on the Dixon.com show last May.
I remember you. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. And I guess he stumbled, Captain Obvious, stumbled across you from ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I believe
cool.
so. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, that's cool. Well, look, that working out well, our friendship with ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com working out good for us. And I remember you. I was sitting over in that room. I just screened the phone calls and stuff,
oh,
and kind of engineer
yeah.
their show.
Okay.
So I remember you from there. So I'll do the exact same interview. I'll try to make it different. How did you get into writing music and singing and all that sort of stuff?
I've really been singing ever since I could, really. And all through school, like high school, college, everything, I really focused on music. I was in just about every musical group I could possibly be in. And I went to college, actually, for music education.
Oh, cool.
And that's where I really started my songwriting, because I took a lot of theory classes, and I started learning guitar. So, and ever since then, you know, this has been my thing.
Cool. So. When you say you were in every group you could be in, do you mean, like when I was in school, I was in concert band, orchestra, stage band. Is that what you mean when you say you were in everything you could be in?
Yeah, pretty much. I was in all the choral groups, like the select chorus, chorale. Mm-hmm. I did some solos and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then also the instrumental side of it, I actually played flute
for
a long time. So
that's good.
Yeah, I was in the marching band, concert band, all that geeky stuff. Yeah.
Me too. I was in marching band, yeah. All that stuff. I was a drummer, though.
Okay.
So it was okay.
That's not so bad.
Yeah. It's okay to be a drummer. I actually had the East High School jacket, and it was my sister's jacket, and we took it to the place that puts the embroidering on the back.
Uh-huh.
And took off where it said majorette and put percussion over where it said majorette. But, of course, it was, like, faded. So, you know, as soon as you take off the embroidery and it says majorette, you can clearly see majorette.
Oh, geez.
And then until they put, like, percussion on top of it, you know, I certainly wouldn't be caught dead wearing it, you know, that during that period. But then, you know, they wrote, like, percussion on top of the word majorette. So yeah. It kind of masked the word majorette. But, yeah, I looked really cute in that, I'll tell you. So that's what I did. And did you go to school in the Reading area, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I went to high school at Daniel Boone High School.
Okay.
And I went to college at Elizabethtown College.
Where is that, in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's kind of near the Hershey area.
Oh, okay.
It's in Elizabethtown, but it's a pretty small, like, private college.
Oh, thank you. So. Thank you for not making me pay for you to go
to
college. Like in the 14 state-run universities, they're taxpayer-subsidized.
Yeah.
That's good. So you went to a private school. That's good. I want to thank your parents or you or whoever paid for it.
Yeah, my parents.
Good. Good for your parents. They did what they're supposed to do. They paid for their kid. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm paying some of the student loans.
Okay.
But they took about half of it, so.
Cool. Excellent. I was looking at your website, ValerieNicole.net.
Mm-hmm.
I guess somebody else had .com. Right.
Yeah. It was some, like, weird
insurance salesman or something here.
Yeah. Yeah, or it might have even been some kind of, like, porno site,
oh, really?
I think.
Okay, go look at that one.
Okay.
It is a cool name. Valerie, that's your real name?
Yeah, my first and middle name. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that's not your last. Okay, good.
Yeah, so it's kind of a stage name, but it's kind of my real name, too.
That's cool. Yeah, it rolls off the tongue. Mm-hmm. Valerie Nicole. Wow, okay. ValerieNicole.net. And you also have a MySpace.
Yes.
Which both of them have audio, so you can you can hear the stuff and hear your songs and so forth. I understand now you have a band as opposed to just playing guitar and singing. You also have we have a drummer, bass player, and
a lead guitarist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they all I had an audition process a few months ago, and actually I took on the bass player now, Fred, and I had a different percussionist at the time who just did hand drums, but now I have an actual drummer, Andrew, and then I also have a lead guitarist, Keith.
Oh, cool. Now, when you play, do you play acoustic when you're playing with your electric backup band, or do you play an electric guitar? I mean, obviously, that's an acoustic that can be plugged in.
Yes.
A Martin, by the way, which you can buy Martin guitars at Taylor's Music.
There you go. There's a plug for it.
Yes. that's a really nice guitar.
Yeah, I love it.
Single cutaway. Obviously, it wouldn't be a double cutaway in an electric or in an acoustic, but single cutaway, beautiful Martin guitar. If I was going to buy an acoustic guitar, it would be exactly that one. That's sweet. That's really nice. Yeah,
it's really nice. It even has like a tuner on top and everything.
Oh, really? A tuner?
Yeah.
No way. I see like the equalization and volume and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It has a tuner built in, Jay. That'd be good for you.
Yeah. Electronic. Yeah.
Nice. I was wondering what you were looking at. I saw you looking down and tuning. I was like, either she has perfect pitch or she has a tuner sitting on her leg and I can't see it.
Yeah.
But it was right there on the top edge of the guitar. Wow, cool.
That's great.
Awesome. Did you listen to a lot of modern rock bands when you were, I call it modern rock. Modern rock to me is the 90s rock.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still call that the 90s rock. But
who knows?
Did you listen to that kind of stuff in the 90s?
I grew up listening to a lot of older stuff because my mom, she loves the Beatles and Aerosmith and Tom Petty, the Beach Boys, all that stuff. I grew up listening to a lot of that before I really got into the current music.
Okay. Who are some of the, not that you would, because you're female, you would have to listen to a female artist, but I happen to love a lot of female rock groups Juliana Hatfield. Do you ever check out her? Okay.
I don't know.
Fiona Apple.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a big Fiona Apple fan. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
I heard some of your stuff and I said, it sounds a little like Fiona Apple, but it's probably because you're a female and you're doing rock, so I just instantly like an idiot go, yeah, sounds like. I'll be like, okay. Yeah, you sound like Metallica. Why? Because you're a guy. Big jerk. So, okay, Fiona Apple, what other influences, what other...
Right now it's a lot of current artists that kind of influence my songwriting, Colby Calais and Sarah Bareilles. More along the lines of Sarah Bareilles, I would say, because, her hit song, Love Song, has kind of a rock beat to it almost.
No, what is that? I never heard that. Seriously, I don't
really?
Know who that is. Sarah Bareilles?
Sarah Bareilles, yeah.
You'd think I would know this. Is she rock, pop? Or?
She has kind of a rock feel behind it.
I have to get into that.
Yeah.
I need to get some
I'm surprised
Sarah
you haven't heard
I'm glad you don't know who she is, because I was going to ask you.
Sarah Bareilles. All right,
Bareilles.
I'll and what's the big hit?
Love Song.
Love Song.
Love Song.
All right, I'll check it out.
Oh, wait, she won the top 40 or whatever?
She was... if she is now, it's probably down towards the bottom of the top 40.
But she did have a hit record.
She had two or three songs on there, I think. So she might still be on the charts,
cool.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they still play her song every so often.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
So.
All right, that sounds good. But we're not here to talk about Sarah Bareilles.
Right.
We're here to talk about ValerieNicole.net.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You should change your last name to .net. That'd be awesome. That would be cool. Then people would know your website.
Yeah.
.net. Yeah.
The .dotnet. That'd be great. ValerieNicole.net. That'd be cool. Okay. So, and you have a CD release party coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that going to be held?
It's at the Espresso Yourself Cafe, and that's in Douglasville.
Espresso Yourself?
Yeah.
That clever,
isn't that
Jay?
Clever?
Yeah.
And it's even spelled E-X-S, And that's on January 9th, this coming Friday, from 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay. So. Friday? Let's see. Let me write it down this time. I'm still laughing at Espresso Yourself.
All right. That's clever.
Espresso Yourself Cafe?
Yep.
Okay. Espresso Yourself Cafe, and that's Friday night from 7 to 9?
Yes.
7 to 9. Okay. So that's a like a coffee bar, like a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's a coffee shop.
Okay, that's cool.
And they sell like sandwiches and other stuff like that too.
Okay, oh, yeah. They're real popular now.
Yeah.
We have a friend of the show, fan of the show, David Fiorenza. He plays a ton of coffee shops.
Yeah.
You ought to get Mike Collier as your booking agent, actually. Mike Collier, actually, he's really... Do you have a booking agent?
Not yet, but I've actually been talking to this one agency out of D.C.
Oh, wow, look at you.
So I might be getting on board with them.
Okay.
The
it'd probably be exclusive then if they're a bigger
probably.
Agency. Okay. Well, before you hook up with them, maybe Mike can get you a gig at Pace One.
Okay.
All right, cool. Now, do you go out and perform as just the four-piece electric band, and do you still also go perform solo with the guitar and vocals?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the venue. Like,
okay.
If it's a cafe or a coffee house,
mm-hmm.
you can't really have a full band there for the most part, unless it's pretty big.
Okay.
So normally for those, it's just me. But when we play, like, restaurants and bars and things like that, then I bring the whole band.
Okay. So this Friday, it will just be you and your guitar?
Actually, no. The band is coming to that one.
Oh, at the Espresso Yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a bigger cafe. It has a very, like, big, wide-open... space.
Oh, cool.
So, and the acoustics in there are awesome.
Cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds great.
I see. I guess the closest place in this area would be on the 17th. She's going to be playing at It's a Grind Coffee.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the place?
That's where Fio plays all the time.
That's in Paoli.
In Paoli.
Paoli, okay.
Yeah.
That's on the 17th. What's that, a Friday also?
I think so, yeah.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, so if you want to. When you travel too far, it's only 10 miles down the road.
Now, is that a full electric gig or acoustic?
That's just acoustic.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See, the cool thing about playing guitar that I wish I'd... I actually started playing guitar, but I was bored with it. I was too young, actually. And it was on, like, a classical guitar, you know, with the nylon strings and all that stuff. And the only reason that I played that guitar is because it was... a hand-me-down that my sister, my brother, somebody had gotten for Christmas. Like, out of the Sears catalog. We're not talking about the nice guitar.
Right.
But that, you know, since I said, I want to play an instrument. Okay, well, we already have a guitar, so you can play this one. It's like, thanks. And I thought electric guitars were only, like, big, rich rock stars could afford electric guitars.
Yeah.
Well, now the reality is, and maybe you could back then, too, but you can buy, like a Squire Strat, like a cheaper Strat and an amp. But like a $200, $300 package, you know, a kid could get an electric guitar.
Right.
So I probably would have stayed with guitar had I gotten a decent playing electric guitar, but it was on this classical guitar with the strings an inch away from the frets, and it was just frustrating, and I hated it. So then I went to drums. But the thing I like about guitar over drums is drums are just a accompaniment instrument. You can't go out and do a gig with your drum set and your voice and do a gig and sit there and play a stupid rock beat and sing.
Right, exactly.
You can do that on your guitar. You could go take on gigs. I mean, if the worst case scenario, something happened, the band broke up or somebody moved, because that's what happens. People get, they have kids, they move, they change jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Bands break up. So a drummer's just sitting there with no gig. Well, if you're a singer-songwriter that plays, you know, acoustic guitar and sings, you can go out and do 100 gigs.
Right.
And still, you know, you keep all the money for yourself, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
So. It keeps you flexible, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of, I envy people that play guitar and sing and write songs. Let's go to Mikey. Hey, now.
Hey, now. So now, where's she going to be playing solo?
At the Paoli one, and It's a Grind. Or do you mean
what's
that?
What's it called?
It's a Grind Coffee House. Are you talking about that one?
I guess. I don't know. Are you going to do some stuff today?
Yeah.
No, she's holding her guitar right now.
Do you play other stuff other than your stuff?
Cover songs?
Yes, I do. I play some cover songs, like pop rock mostly.
Cool.
From like anywhere from like the 60s to today.
Oh, great.
Nice. Good question, Mikey. I would have never thought to ask that. That's good.
Well, you know, Randy, I know you're a DJ and all.
Yeah, thanks.
Small brain.
Aw.
All right, cool.
Randy's a little slow.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, I'll be listening.
Mike, if you like what you hear, then you can pull your magic and maybe get her a Pace One gig.
I get her a couple gigs, maybe.
Okay, cool.
You know?
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Is she attractive?
She's smoking hot.
All right, well, that always helps, you know?
Yes.
So, okay.
All right.
See ya.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right. Might as well just be brutally honest. All right. I'm married. I'm sure if I play the tape of this later, I'll get to hear about that.
Oh, really? Was she smoking hot?
Why would my wife sound like that?
Oh, really? What?
Holding a rolling pin. I'm kidding. My wife's smoking hot, too. So there you go. So
there you fixed go.
It. All right. Everything's better now. All right. Cool. So, all right, you'll be playing It's a Grind Coffee. That's a little closer gig. But,
yeah.
Hey, the other one's not far away. That's in, what, Douglasville?
Yeah, Douglasville.
That's up near Zerns, the farmer's market, right?
Yeah, it's kind of up the way, kind of like near Pottstown.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
See, Jay, I got something right. Remember earlier today I said
there
Douglasville,
you?
Near Pottstown.
Yeah, you were telling me the location.
I know the area.
There you go.
I've lived
here. It's been a long time since I've been out there, so I couldn't exactly remember. I know about Zerns.
All right, cool. Let's go to Roger. Good morning, Roger.
Hey,
good afternoon,
hey.
Roger. How are you?
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Hey, okay.
How are you doing, Mr. Cole? I just got in from Lancaster. I heard you guys on the road. I just rolled in now, and I was about 20 minutes down the road, and I heard you. But
cool.
I heard that Valerie paid for your own college. That's great.
Yeah. Well, for most of it, yeah.
Well, that's all right. Hey, I agree with Randy and Jay on that one. But, you play at the coffee shops and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's about half and half, some coffee shops and some, restaurants.
That's great. That's great. Well, I just called in that joke a little, just don't play at the Lincoln Tea Room, that's all. I'll watch you anywhere you go.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Okay, so would you like to do a number?
Sure, that would be awesome.
Why don't we get a level on your guitar first, because we never checked any of this during the break. You're plugged right into one of the mics.
Sounds good.
Okay. Listen to that. Yeah, that sounds good. Cool.
All right.
Awesome. You going to do one of your originals, I guess? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do one of my originals. This is off my new CD, which is, the whole purpose of the release party.
Okay.
And it's going to be the second track on the CD, and it's called Naive.
Nice.
Look at her, look at me. Tell me what difference you see. I am kind, she is mean. How much more different could we be? I am sweet, she is tart. Do you think being with her is smart? I am whole, she is part. Why would you want to give her heart if you choose to pick her off me? All I can say is that you're naive. She will never put you before her. If you think she would, well, that's absurd. If you choose to pick her off me, all I can say is that you're naive. She will never put you before her. If you think she would, well, that's absurd. You're naive, you're naive. So naive, you're so naive. I am loyal, she puts out. Why would you want to live with a doubt? I am fun, she's a bore. What would you put yourself in that for? I've got brains, she's got none. Do you think she won't be any fun? I will laugh, she will frown. Do you want someone who's always down? If you choose to pick her off of me, all I can say is that you're naive. She will never put you before.
Very nice.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Cool. Are you a Alanis Morissette fan, I think? Like with these angry
yeah.
songs?
Yeah. I've been told that's one of the artists I've been told that I kind of sound like.
Cool. I'm a big Alanis Morissette fan. When that song You Ought to Know came out.
Yeah.
I was delivering floor mats in a truck in Philadelphia because of my career I had before fell through. I was painting cars and I got really sick from painting Mercedes and stuff like that. So I had to just find a job where I could make money fast. So I took this horrible, most awful job in the world driving almost like a UPS truck, but it was full of floor mats in the worst section of Philadelphia. And deliver these mats. I just hated my life.
Okay.
So I was driving, and I would listen like Stern in the morning, and then the rest of the day I would just listen to surfing around the dial, trying to find good music instead of hearing the same crap that YSP plays over, and you know, the same AC/DC song 50 times a day. So I would listen like 88.5 and 103.9 DRE, and all these, looking for somebody to play some obscure rock, and they played You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette, and Flea's on bass in it. That song rocks. I mean,
yeah.
it's got great lyrics and great, you know, really great instrumental and this and that. So I pulled over and actually bought the CD after hearing the song. And then, like, 2 years later, it was CD of the year. It was,
wow.
like, Song of the Year. I'm like, Song of the Year? I've owned that disc for 2 years. What are you talking about? But, like, 88.5 and college stations and stuff were playing it. And then finally mainstream radio picked up on it
right.
way later. And then it went Song of the Year. I'm like, yeah, why don't you look at the date on that CD? It ain't Song of the Year. But, so yeah, good. Good times. That's very good.
Thanks.
That is on your new CD that's coming out?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool. And where did you record this new CD that's coming out?
I actually recorded it down in Maryland.
Oh, cool.
I lived down there a few years, so mm-hmm. when I recorded my first EP, that's where I went. It's called HCD Studios, and it's in Parkville, Maryland.
Okay. And are the guys who play with you now, are they the same musicians that played on, or did you have, like, studio guys playing? Or you know?
Yeah, I had studio guys mm-hmm. because this band that I have now is more of a recent
mm-hmm.
thing.
Sure.
So
sure.
while I was recording, I had studio musicians come in. And
okay.
That, so.
Yeah, I played in a band where that happened before, too.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is sometimes.
Right.
Well, actually, it's before you met these guys. But this was even in a band I played in where the guy went out to California to record. And other people in the band were like, well, when are we going? And he's like, well, I'm just going.
Oh, no.
So other people played on it. But, you know, he was the band. He wrote the songs and this and that, and
right.
he got invited out to stay at the one guy's house who owned the studio and all this stuff. And they were like, no, well, they had, the drummer was like a drummer who his brother played with Frank Zappa. So I'm like, yeah, I don't think they're going to really need us out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got great players already. You know, why have other people go out? You know, the people that we're going to play on the record are studio musicians. Like, they're one take, and they're done.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, it's more cost-effective to have people do that sometimes. So there's nothing wrong with that. Do you have one of the CDs with you?
Yes, I do.
Can
actually.
I... look at that. Yeah. All right, cool. Is this for the station to keep?
Yes, you may have it.
She's like, yeah, you can have it. Half price. That's $8.99 instead of $19 this week. Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. Check it out, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Very attractive
wow.
picture.
Very
yeah.
good. Wow.
Yeah, she's on the front and the back. That's cool. Yeah, that should sell.
The jacket should sell.
Yeah. Cool.
But the music's good. She's good.
10 songs. Okay, mm-hmm. I see Naive is track number 2 on there. Cool.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Very nice. It's even got the barcode on it, so.
Yeah, that's for, you know, if I ever get some kind of distribution deal or
wow.
something, then, you know.
That's cool. Excellent. That's the real deal.
Yep.
Because sometimes people are like, yeah, I have a CD. And then they hand it to you and it says, like, Maxell on it.
Yeah.
And like it's like a Sharpie. And they wrote, you know, Bob's Band on there. And you go, oh, yeah, that's a good CD. This is like a real CD with a barcode and everything. I love it.
Sure.
Very nice.
Yep.
Cool. I'll have to open that up while you're playing some other songs and pop it in and listen to you know, with drums and
yeah.
bass and all that kind of stuff. Is
yeah.
the whole CD clean? Is there any
yeah.
profanities in it? You can write down the word if it's a questionable word. Or just use the initials. Like, is there a song where you call a guy an a-hole?
No,
Or the S word or the F word or anything?
The only one would be maybe the last song.
Really?
It's not really any profanity, but it's kind of more of a dark kind of song.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. There's no problem with dark songs.
Yeah.
This song doesn't have any curse words in it.
No, there's
I figure I'd ask you while you're here. Because the FCC is very concerned about that.
Yes, I understand.
Oh. Such a hassle.
Cause he asked about everything. You know, even played Cole Porter from the 30s. And any profanities in it?
Yeah. Well, one time, okay, here's the reason why I do it.
Yeah, okay.
Because, see that green thing with the CDs in it over there where Jay is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I first came to the station, we actually used to play, like, Frank Sinatra and middle-of-the-road kind of
Yeah, it ranged
music.
From everything from the big bands to soft rock.
Yes.
Yes.
So when we would record commercials, we would grab a CD, turn the computer off that was playing the music on automation on the computer, turn that off and put in a CD and let that play and then record commercials.
Right.
Using the computer that typically is the broadcast computer, but we only had one room that where we could record ads. So I said, Jay, can I play any CD here? He's like, yeah, any CD. Are you sure? Yeah, any CD. They're all clean. Are you sure they're all clean? Yeah, they're all clean. Stop asking me. So one day, I throw in Sheryl Crow, and I'm listening. Sheryl Crow, that's good, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, she uses the S word in one of her songs. And I hit the delete button, and I pull the CD out. And just in case I missed the word, I'm like, oh, the CD started skipping. Oh, that's why I turned it off. Let me find another song for you. So I'm like, Jay, the Sheryl Crow song's all filthy. Oh, I said the S word in it.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of his songs that didn't have any profanity.
Yeah.
You found the one song that did.
That's right, Jay.
Wow.
So after the 100 times of asking Jay, are they all clean? Yeah, they're all clean.
Yeah, I remember, in the classic rock era, I don't remember a lot of four-letter words, so to speak, whatever you call it.
Well, Jay, do you remember, now, where did you hear the songs? On the radio?
Well, Sharon Crow? Yeah, most of them. I think that last song.
Well, the ones they played were cleaned up already.
Oh,
that's why you didn't hear them. You know that song, Go On, Take the Money and Run?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it says, like, that funky S going down in the city.
Okay.
See? But on the radio, they have a version, funky kicks going down in the city.
Okay.
But the song really says the S word in it, Jay. You know the who are you?
Yes.
He says, who the F are you?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
And it was played on the radio?
Well, they used to play on the radio back before Janet Jackson showed her stupid boobie.
Okay.
And nobody cared. But now they worry.
Yeah,
about
we did find it in our library. We did find an old 30s. I don't know. It was an obscure artist, but but I played it. Remember, it was like only because it was an old joke. He put the song, and it wasn't.
Had the big granddaddy of Mullen.
Yeah, right. So
fortunately, I don't think we ever aired it.
We never aired it.
If we did, no one heard it.
Because I never even heard the artist.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mikey had asked if you play covers. What'd you say, Beatles? You do some Beatles, or what else you do?
A little bit, yeah.
What's some of the covers that you do?
I do songs by, the Beatles, Tom Petty. As far as more current stuff, I do Colby Calais and Sarah Bareilles. Like I told you, those are my influences.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Branch. I do some Jewel, some Norah Jones.
Oh, really? Jewel? Which Jewel one do you do?
Who Will Save Your Soul and You Were Meant for Me.
I know Who Will Save Your Soul.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you probably want to play your originals. But could you do a cover for us?
Yeah, sure.
Would you do Who Will Save Your Soul?
Sure, yeah. I'd love to.
All right, Jay, you've probably heard this if you own a radio.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Sure, I sold on Letterman.
I'm familiar with that song.
All right, cool. Our guest is Valerie Nicole. Her website is valerienicole.net, and she's having a CD release party on Espresso Yourself Cafe. That's up in Douglasville, Friday night from 7 to 9. She also has a gig coming up the next Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And It's a Grind Coffee and Paoli. So for all of our Westchester listeners that can't get up to the Pottstown area, then you should check her out at the It's a Grind Coffee. And if you are out that way, because our signal does reach out at this time of day. This is why we're on now, middays. We used to do our show in the mornings.
Yeah.
But this is a AM daytime only radio station, sunrise to sunset. Otherwise, we would interfere with another 15-20 that's on at night. Because when it's dark, AM signals go really far. It's very strange. like, that's interesting. Is this a real station? Now, evidently, 17% of AM stations are daytime only, and we're one of them. Oh, really? Who booked me here? But our signal's way better. This time of day is when our signal's at its finest.
Oh, okay.
And it does reach Pottstown and stuff. People in their cars have called and said, yeah, I'm driving around Pottstown. I hear you loud and clear. Oh. So, so, yes, if you're up in that area, go check out Valerie Nicole at Espresso Yourself Cafe on Friday night from 7 to 9 in the Pottstown area. And out here in the Westchester area the following Friday at It's a Grind Coffee. Let's go to Mikey. We do have more than one listener, too.
Hey, Randy.
Yes?
I just heard that one song she just did, I guess.
Yes.
A couple minutes ago. And I was going to say she sounded like Jewel.
Oh, cool. Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
A little bit of, like, you know, whatever that is.
Okay.
But, you know, it'd be cool, Randy.
What's that?
If we could get her to do some Tool.
Tool instead of Jewel.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Because, you know, Tool, when people do Tool without the heavy rock on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It really sounds good.
Yeah, it is cool. There's something really neat about somebody doing an acoustic version of a song that was really hard or something. You know, those are like, to play. Like, do you ever hear, Smells Like Teen Spirit done by, I play it here on the air all the time. I can't think of her name now.
Tori Amos.
The piano. Tori Amos, yes, you're right. Oh. Thank you, Mikey.
No, I haven't heard that version.
Yeah, I play it in steady rotation. I don't play the Nirvana version.
Right.
I play the Tori Amos version.
Oh, wow.
It's way cool. It's just her on piano and vocals.
And Frank Sinatra Jr. does that too, doesn't he?
Does he really?
I think so.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So,
all right.
But, yeah. So, you know, if you took some of that harder core rock.
Yeah.
You know, and changed it over to acoustic.
Yeah.
Really sounds good.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
You're appealing to both crowds that.
You're right. You're right.
Right.
Very good, Mikey.
Oh, okay.
All right, see ya.
Okay,
bye.
See you later.
All right, see you later. Yeah, do you ever, I'll give you just a little sample of Tori Amos doing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
let's see. Tori Amos. We have about 1,500 songs in steady rotation here. I put every song in personally.
Wow.
Yes. I have to listen to, and I have to take all the curse words out of every stupid song. Let's see. Tori Amos. Here it is. Here's just a little bit. I won't bore Asher with the whole song. Wouldn't even know it was that song.
No.
Like, I'm listening to it going, I've heard this song. And I go, oh my God, that's Nirvana.
Wow.
Like the heaviest, grungiest song of all times. And it's just done by, you know, completely polar opposite version of it, which is pretty neat. So.
That's neat.
Yeah. All right, so you were going to do a Jewel cover, Who
sure.
Will Save Your Soul.
Yep.
All right, here's Valerie Nicole. You can check out ValerieNicole.net for more information and take it away.
All right. When you their kills. Got Social Security, but it doesn't pay up bills. Addictions to feed their mouths to pay. So you bargain with the devil, but you care for today. So you let me take that money and run. So it's been swell, sweetheart, but it was just one of those things, those slings, those strings you get to cut. So get out on the streets, girls, and bust your butt. Who will save your soul when it comes to the burning now? Oh, 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 save your soul. Have a little life.
Obviously, you must not, like, smoke, because you can,
no,
like, take those notes and hold them.
Yeah.
If somebody smoked, they would have to stop, like, three times in the middle of that one note that you held out for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm even, like, getting over a cold right now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, you have an awesome voice.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's not, I mean, as much college as you can take, as much lessons you can take. Mm-hmm. Either some people, you know, either have it or just don't. So, obviously, you had the foundation to make it possible, and then I guess through your schooling and so forth, I'm sure you learned a lot of theory to make it even work better. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Is that what you majored in, music or?
Yeah, it's music ed. Actually,
oh, okay.
Taught music in the public schools for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's you're smart though. You can sing, and you're good looking, and then you also. You can now teach in the public school system and make a fantastic salary if you know, for some reason, if you ever stop performing.
Right.
You can go out and go, okay, I'll take a job for starting at $45,000 a year with full health insurance and pension. And it goes up to about 100 on the high end. Wow, that's good thinking. Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. That's an awesome backup.
Yep.
Good thinking. In Downingtown, they went on strike. They were making $43,000 to start, and they went on strike.
Wow.
And they got an 18% increase.
Huh.
So they probably start now at like $50,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like your first day. Hi, I'm here to work. $50,000. Jesus, that's good thinking.
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, you could still even go out and perform and do that, because I know somebody who's, you know, who's a musician that is a music teacher, and he goes out and he... Well, he's retired now, but, I mean, I'm sure he was able to still play a lot of gigs back in the day.
Yeah, because, I mean, most of the gigs are Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah,
you know, you have the occasional, like, weeknight show, but even that.
Yeah, I mean, the problem I always had playing in bands, if I did have a work night gig, you know, where the next morning I had to get up and go to work, it wasn't the playing, it was the drinking. I mean, it wasn't, oh, gee, I'm so tired, I didn't get home till 2. No, it's because I didn't get home till 2, and I drank 800 beers, and that's why I was hungover. I mean, You can go work the next day after 4 hours of sleep. You'll be a little tired.
Yeah.
But it's the problem is, you know, if you come in and, you know, you got all hammered the night before, that's where the problem lies in.
Yeah.
You're young. Good. You can handle it. As long as you don't go out and slam a bunch of drinks, you'll be fine. So.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. It's coming up on 1 o'clock here, 1520 a.m. WCHE Westchester, where the static is. Heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com. Also heard at ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com. It's all about being local. Your music's still up on ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com?
Yes. Okay. I'm trying to get the new songs on there.
Okay.
I have the old ones from the last CD are still on there.
Okay. Yes, Andy, if you're listening, Valerie Nicole would like to get her new stuff up on there. I know Andy from Chester County Internet Radio. Great guy. And I'm sure he'll get them right up there. What, you send them the MP3 files or something? Or
yeah.
When you want the stuff
mm-hmm.
laid on there?
Yep.
Cool. Well, that's great. And your new CD is, well, it's out now, right? But, I mean, well,
yeah.
it'll be out Friday.
Right.
It's the official
release.
It'll be release.
Officially released on okay. Friday, yeah.
Now, people could also purchase the CD as well?
Mm-hmm.
Where yep. can you? Where could someone find it?
Well, at any of my live shows, you can buy it.
Okay.
And I also, it's going to be available on iTunes and through CD Baby.
Okay,
and
cool.
then you can also buy it, like, through PayPal on both my websites.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, plenty of places to get it.
Yep.
I know these new kids now are into downloading it, so, yeah, CD Baby. You can just download it per track or whatever, 99 cents a track or something.
I think they actually send you, I think it's actually you buy the CD.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And then they physically mail it to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool. Because some of it, you can download the tracks, and then I guess you can even get, you can download, like, the cover art and print it
yeah.
with your own computer.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be the wave of the future or something now, so that's pretty cool, too. What is your favorite track on your CD?
I'd say number one, Misunderstood.
Number one, Misunderstood?
Yep.
All right, cool. You want me to play that one, or is
yeah.
there one you'd rather me play?
You can play that one.
Play Misunderstood from the CD?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that then. All right, cool. Like what you've done here. Let's re-break it. Okay. Track one. All right, cool. We'll get that loaded in the computer here, or in the CD player. We'll play that. Valerie Nicole, and the track is called Misunderstood. Get to hear that. Uh-huh. I like what you've done here. And here's Valerie Nicole with Misunderstood from her new CD.
My kind of style is nose to nose. I make
that's
them walk
that's not it.
Right
that's,
out the floor.
That was yesterday.
I look them in the eye. That's my style. They walk away when Tony talks.
Oh, that's not it. Okay.
That's when she had a. That was when she was in the middle of her cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I became a man for a second there.
All right, I'm kidding, of course. Here's Misunderstood, and the CD is called From the Heart.
Yes.
All right, cool. And here's track one. Let's give it a listen. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. Here's Valerie Nicole.
Cupid, you talk so sweet when I ask where you've been. Give me a break, who'd you think you're fooling? When you don't call back for over a week, you think it's fine to get all up on me. I'm not the
That's good.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Actually, when I play it on the station, it'll be in stereo. This CD player happens to be in mono, just the way we had the room set up. If you were listening through your headphones going, why isn't it in stereo? But, yes, it'll be in stereo when I load it into steady rotation here. And
all right, cool.
It's an AM station, so over the air it'll play in mono.
Right.
But over our stream, it'll be in stereo. So.
Okay, cool.
Because a lot of people listen on our stream at WCHE1520.com, so you can check it out there. And let's go to the phones. Yes.
And now, Valerie, would you rather perform solo or with the four piece band?
There's ups and downs to both of them. I mean, performing solo, like, I have a lot more, I guess, like, you know, license to just kind of lay back and play it however I want, really. But with a band, like, it's got to be right on. But that also, like, playing with a band really pumps me up and gives me more energy, so.
Yeah.
I like both, really.
Now, when you go to your gigs, do you take a tip jar with you?
Again, it depends on the venue. If I'm playing at a cafe, they normally don't pay. So for something like that, yeah, I have a tip jar. But okay. If I'm playing at, like, a restaurant or a bar, they usually pay me.
Okay, because, like, I promote for another gentleman that comes on the show, and I always have to bring him a tip jar. He doesn't know to bring his own tip jar.
Oh, wow.
If it's not going well, then Mike walks around with it and starts going, hey, you should really start, you know, we're not there playing all night. And if he does it at the right time when everybody's at their peak drunkenness, he turns the whole night around for the guy.
Oh, wow.
Like, the guy could either, you know, walk away moping that he didn't make much money, or it, like, turns it completely around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Jay's, Mikey's pretty persuasive. So. And he just does it for the fun.
I hold a gun to their head and say, pay up.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, it sounds great.
Thank you.
Sound really good.
Yeah.
Now, if Randy were, I can't just name things off the top of my head, but if Randy, I'm sure you could name, like, a couple cover songs there.
Yes.
Off the top of his head, could you play them, you think?
Like Stomp the Musician?
Like, if you're at a bar, you know, or something like that, or an inn,
mm-hmm.
and somebody just, you know, snaps a request to you, do you think you could just play it?
Sometimes. I mean, okay. I've only got about, like, 50 cover songs in my repertoire right now.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
You know, sometimes, every once in a while, somebody picks one that I can do. But
some of those classics. What are the classics people request at bars, Randy?
I do Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Oh, cool.
And I do, like, I do some Tom Petty, some Beatles.
Can you do any Rage?
No.
I'm just checking.
That would be cool, though.
What about Tool? You done Tool?
No. Learn some Tool for Mike.
Okay.
He won't take any. He won't take a cut if you do a gig. He'll do it for free if you learn one Tool
all right,
song.
All right.
See you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye bye. Yeah, you can do Tool the pot. Do it like acoustically. That'd be great. Now, Michelle is holding up a sign that says your meter is about to expire, and you don't want to get a ticket here in Westchester because they charge you like $20 for a ticket.
Yuck.
So just keep that in mind. So, so that you have been you've been told.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Well, awesome. Or unless you want to be able to run out and throw another quarter into the meter, or do you have?
Nah, that's all right. I don't have any more quarters. So.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't either. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I would gladly. I bought the Daily Local with my three quarters that I had in my pocket this morning, out of the box where you pump the quarters in. So, awesome. Well, the gig is tonight, or excuse me, this Friday, from 7 to 9 at Espresso Yourself Cafe. Valerie Nicole. You can go to ValerieNicole.net. Is that the website you'd rather promote more than the MySpace?
Yeah, I mean either or really. Like,
okay.
I think more people actually go to the MySpace than.
Really?
Yeah, on the website. But.
Okay. All right, cool. And the CD, I will be playing here a lot on the air now, especially because it's all clean, and it's really good. And I do. I love female artists who play good rock, and you rock.
Thank you.
So that's awesome.
All right.
It's been a pleasure having you. On
thank
the,
you for having me.
Sure, anytime. You're welcome back anytime you'd like. And Mikey really will go the extra mile to try to like book some gigs for you and stuff.
All right, cool.
He'll like love that. To show you off at Pace One. Pace One's like this one place where he has an inn with booking people there.
Oh, okay.
It's in Delaware County. Okay. It'd be a good place for you to play. And
sweet.
And yeah, all right, awesome. Everyone, go out to Espresso Yourself Cafe this Friday from 7 to 9 in Douglasville.
Yeah.
Is that the official name of the town?
That's the official
which is
name.
In the Pottstown area.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to go out to the Pottstown area, you can go see her at the It's a Grind Coffee the next Friday. What's the date on that? Would that be the 13th, is it? Jay?
I think so.
Your mic's not on, Jay. It's funny to see your mouth. Oh, here it is. Oh, there it is. Okay. I turned it off.
I think she said the 17th on her website.
The 17th?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can double check that.
All right, go ahead, Jay.
Okay.
Jay's our fact checker.
Right.
That's Friday the 17th at the It's a Grind Coffee, where now that will be an acoustic show.
Yes.
And the one this Friday is a live show with the whole backup band.
Yep.
All right, cool. Who played piano on that track? It sounds like piano.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
So you know how to play piano,
yep.
Flute, guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you're going to be a music teacher, you need to be able to like swing playing trumpet, right?
Yeah, well, I have to
learn. You have to be able to grab one and play a little bit of it. You got to stay one lesson ahead of the students if you're going to do that.
Well,
would you be like a band director? Is that what you're hoping to do?
Well, actually, I'm not teaching right now, but when I did like general music classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did like the choral part of the program.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I taught private lessons for instrumental for a while, for like beginning instrumental. So
wow.
Yeah, we had to learn everything at a basic level, even like the tuba and.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
That date is the 17th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Nice job, Jay.
There you go.
All right, good. You play tuba, Jay looks up stuff.
There you go.
Think about that. Cool. So now. When you're in, I don't want you to get a ticket, so like you can just yell at me, hey, look, idiot, don't ask any more stupid questions. Just because you thought of it doesn't mean I got to answer it. Did you learn how to play real basic snare drum and stuff like that to be able to teach, you know, a fourth or fifth grader, like, hey, here's how you hold the sticks.
Yeah.
And here's you know, what diddle. Did you learn that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we had a percussion class, and I mean, it was mostly focused on just snare drum.
Okay.
But we actually, like, each got to try doing the whole drum kit and everything, which
did
I was not good at all.
So you sat down in a drum kit and played, huh?
Yeah, I'm not coordinated enough for that.
Wow, that's cool. That's neat. And so do you also know how to play, could you grab an electric bass and get through a song if you had to?
Not so much.
Okay.
We didn't really, I mean, we took a beginner, like, class. classical guitar class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we didn't do electric guitar or anything like that, or okay. bass.
What instruments do you own?
Well, I have a couple flutes. I have a saxophone, a clarinet, and then the keyboard.
Okay.
And a couple guitars.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you could do it. You could play a whole bunch of different stuff on a CD.
Yeah.
You ought to get like a little multi track. I mean, you can record now. Do you have something like that mm-hmm. to get ideas down? I mean.
Yeah, I have a little digital recorder.
Like a little 4-tracker, an 8-track, or something like that. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Just to get ideas down, mm-hmm. and you know. Then you're not paying studio time.
Exactly.
While you're doing it.
Right.
And the stuff's getting easier and easier to use and better and better. I mean, back when I bought an 8-track recording device, it was like way more expensive than I could buy a 50 times better one today. I mean, because all this stuff got cheaper and digital.
Right.
But back when I bought it, it was like the biggest deal to own an 8-track recording. It recorded on cassette tapes, but it was an 8-track. You've never even seen a cassette tape.
Yes,
how old are you?
25,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. You've never had to record on a cassette tape.
No, I haven't.
It's the way we used to do it all the time. Jay recorded on 8-track. Remember that, Jay?
Those carts had it, were 8-tracks.
Okay.
We used to have in the studio.
Gotcha.
They were the same thing, same size.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had it over the other studio, we had to put all the commercials.
See?
They came in 10 seconds to 30 seconds and 60 seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a mistake. You had to do the same thing all over again.
And
you had to put in two carts to it, one for the, you know, the voice, and then another one for the music, and then hit it at the same time.
You had to ping-pong it.
And then you had to put the stop in it and everything.
Look at you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before we got
off.
Before we came over here and I set up the cool edit.
Nice.
The computer for it.
There you go. All right. I joked with Jay, like, we were looking at your website, I think, Friday, and I said, I'm very attractive. And I go, Jay will be shaving for Monday, wear, like, a nicer shirt.
That's right.
Jay's got a little Old Spice on.
Yeah.
And shows, too. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
Right.
All right, well, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on our program.
Of course.
And I will be playing your music. Y'all listen to our station.
Yes.
It's rock.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jay and I do our little talk show here from 10 to 2. But otherwise, sunrise to sunset,
mm-hmm.
it's the finest modern rock that mm-hmm. you'll ever find. Rock from the 90s up till today.
Right.
And we also play Valerie Nicole on our station. So tune in for that. And a lot of Fiona Apple and Alanis Morissette. No Jewel yet. Maybe I'll just play your version of Jewel.
All right, there you go.
I'll just put that in the rotation. I like your version better than Jewel's. It's because you're here.
It's a great version.
Cool. And what's your second favorite track on here? Because I'll play it at the end of the show. Your second favorite.
Probably either number 3, Living in the Moment, or I don't know what track it is, but His Love.
His Love. I see that here. Okay.
That was a really good one, too.
Living in the Moment. His Love. Let me write these down. Living in the Moment. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Okay. And His Love. All right. I'll pick one of those tracks.
All right.
And at the end of the show, around 2 o'clock, I'll play one of these as we go out.
Okay.
At the end of our big show broadcast today. I'm not kicking you out. I just don't want you to get a ticket.
Yeah.
They're really, really strict here at Westchester. That's
okay.
the only reason.
Yeah,
you're welcome to stay till 2 if you want. Doesn't matter to me. But I would either feed the meter or accept that you've already got a ticket. That's the only thing. Because actually what the meter people do, they smoke cigarettes and look at the meters and
serious?
Wait for them to run out.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's their job.
Yeah.
You know, you don't make a lot of friends giving out tickets, but, you know, I guess that's... That's the system we're in, and that's how the spots get. That's how our council people spend money is from parking. It brings in like $1 million a year or something.
Oh, wow.
Insane.
I think Michelle's holding up a couple quarters.
Oh, Michelle has quarters. Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, if you want to tell Michelle what kind of car you drive, did you get to park close to the station, or are you like 50 miles away?
Yeah, well, it's at that little parking lot over on. I don't know what it is, Market Street or something like that. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Market Street?
She's pointing the wrong way.
I don't know.
In Chester, down here?
She's not from this area, Jay.
It's down that way. I think it's down that way.
Jay's showing off that he knows where Market Street is.
Over there somewhere.
No, down, that's Chester
yeah.
Street.
Okay. Yeah,
Chester
yeah, that's what I write, Chester Street.
Jay could teach you things.
Right.
I can show you where Market Street is.
Yeah, I know Market Street.
He's going to sweep you off your feet. With his knowledge of the
if
streets.
If you go see the movie Marley and Me, it'll be on... It'll be.
That's oh, okay. Right. That movie's in this...
You'll see a corner over here.
Yeah, they filmed some of Marley and Me here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They actually, neat. Jay got paid.
Yeah, I got some
Jay
money
got
from
a big wow. ass check.
Yeah.
Because they used the front of one of his buildings or something in it.
Huh.
Let's go to phones. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
How's Jay?
Jay's fine.
Fine.
Jay's fine. Jay always says the same thing, fine.
Yeah, that's it.
never anything else.
No.
I've been listening. She's really good.
Cool. Good.
Does she do Valerie by the Monkees?
No, do you do Valerie by the Monkees?
No,
that's a good song.
I don't, but I should probably learn that one.
Yeah, that's a good song.
You know, it's a sad thing.
What's that?
Because no one could come up with a quarter.
I know.
Stay a little longer.
I know.
Times are hard.
Yeah,
jeez, really. What a budget at that station. They offer you water?
Oh, we do have plenty of water.
Yeah. I figured that was for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. The one big perk, man, on there.
Yeah, all the water you can drink. We spare no expense. Cool.
And Randy.
Yes, sir.
Actually, in this little segment, I actually worked in school taxes.
I did. I managed to do that. Imagine working, complaining about school taxes. Yeah. While there's a musician here. I worked it into the whole show. Isn't that cool?
Way to go.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
See ya.
Take care,
bye.
Dave. All right, bye-bye. All right. I think we're actually going to, we're going to have, some, I think Michelle's going to run down and put a quarter or two into Valerie's meter. So,
yep.
If she already has a ticket, you don't have to put the quarters in. Yeah. She's like, I know. Smart ass. All right, cool. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle's going to run down and throw a couple quarters in, so we're not racing you out of here, which is nice. So being as that's going to happen, would you like to do another live track for us?
Sure, why not?
Okay, cool. I'll let you pick it. Very nice of me. Very generous of me.
Let me see. All right.
Okay.
This one's called My Turn.
My turn.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Cool. That's on your CD too, I guess? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see that on there. All right, cool. Now, did you, you said you had a four-song, like a four-song EP?
Yes.
That you put out before. Are the same four songs on this one?
No.
Oh, really?
There are four
others. Wow, okay, cool. Where'd you record that one? Maryland?
Or? Yeah, same place.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Excellent. All right, I'll have to check that out, too. Where can you get those four songs, I guess?
Again, on either of my websites or gigs, you can actually listen to them. I have a Snowcap, like, music player, where you can buy individual tracks, but you can listen to them first.
Oh, okay.
And that's on both websites, too, so.
A Snowcap music player.
Yeah.
Jay, what is that?
Something through MySpace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're kind of partnered with MySpace.
Oh, okay. So. Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'll have to check that out. We learn something new every day. And I'm looking inside the CD. There's a picture of you on the place where the CD actually goes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to write down who I say you look like in the picture. I can't think of the name now. God, I just had it in my head. Geez. I had a celebrity. You look like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Here, I'll have to write it down. I'm retarded. Because I can't think of her name now. Here. Oh, here it is. Now I remember. Okay, it just came to me. See if Jay says the same thing. And this is why I'm writing it down. Okay, I spelled it wrong. That doesn't matter. Jay, who she look like in the black and white photo? Yes, Jay, turn your mic on.
It's a little glary.
Okay. This is a visual on radio, I know.
Yeah, and I can't think of the...
A celebrity, though.
Yeah, but I can't think of that.
Doesn't she look like somebody? When I say the name, you're going to go, oh, yeah.
I can't think of the name either.
You can't? Okay. Heather Locklear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
In that photo, you remember Heather Locklear? You ever see, what's that dopey show? Not 90211. Yeah. some other show.
She was on a police show with
that's
Star
too.
Trek guy.
That's right. Star Trek guy.
Star Trek guy?
What? William Shatner.
Yeah. That's right. But no, I'm thinking more Heather Locklear from that show with the stupid apartment, Melrose Place.
Melrose Place.
Remember back then?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I remember the show. Yeah.
And you never watched it?
No, it's too soap opera for me.
I watched it. I watched it before. Okay, Jay.
Okay.
Remember Jerry Seinfeld couldn't admit to watching it, so they gave him a lie detector test.
Okay.
And then it turns out he really did watch the show. Did you ever see that show?
Yeah.
All right. Look at Heather Locklear, a young Heather Locklear, not now.
Right.
You don't look like Heather Locklear now. Heather Locklear wishes she looked like you.
Mm-hmm.
But you look like a young Heather Locklear from back in the Melrose Place days in that picture. All right, Jay. Jay was bringing us news. You wanna sit in on Jay's exciting news?
Sure, why not?
He loves to show off when he does this because
he spent
the whole weekend writing it. He'll be all bummed out if 2 o'clock comes and goes, and then we don't finish his news.
Aww.
So you can feel free to chime in on any of the topics. We'll get to know you politically.
Okay.
Who did you like for president in the last election?
I voted for Obama.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Okay. He's like, okay, throw her out of here. I voted for Ron Paul. I was a big Ron Paul supporter. You know who he is?
Nope.
he's like a libertarian-style thinker. Mm. He ran in the Republican primary, but he's not like the other ones. I mean, he's entirely against the war, and he's the only Republican that voted against raising the broadcaster's fines for profanity and stuff. He's a libertarian. Libertarians are like, they're real like less government, more freedom type thinkers. Okay, but you voted for Obama because you're young. wait till you earn $100,000 and Obama takes $40,000 of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'd be like, oh, I vote for him, but that's okay. Obama's way better than McCain, I'll tell you that. So.
Yeah.
Yes, Jay. What's some of your exciting news?
I didn't even finish up this story about Carol Rubley, who is quitting her. She's not seeking re-election.
Okay.
But she during her time in office, she got initiatives on her bills requiring parents to notify when pesticides were used in schools, and on school property.
Uh-huh.
A measure to ensure when a former industrial site changes ownership, and the new owners must be told of the site's limitations.
Yes.
She also passed a law that requires contractors to recycle old thermostats rather than dispose of them in landfills, along with the mercury they contain.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, mercury's dangerous.
Okay.
Well, last week, Governor Rendell asked the legislature to end parole for repeat offenders who commit violent crimes.
Well, good for Rendell. That's the first time, actually, he's done something
I knew you
that,
like
that
this,
I applaud.
Yeah.
I applaud him. Twice I've applauded Rendell. Mm-hmm. Today, with what you just said.
Right.
And with his anti-abusing dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
Stuff that he's right. done before. Everything else he did was horrible. Mm-hmm. But at least yeah, he's again, you know, abusing animals in those, mm-hmm. you know, those...
Is he then parole for repeat offenders, but he mm-hmm. wants to lengthen the time of supervision for offenders
Good.
Who have already been paroled. Under proposal, any offender who uses a deadly weapon when committing a crime would receive a flat sentence without parole.
Nice.
And once they have completed the term of the sentence, they would have a 5-year period of supervision by the parole board. And a parolee who violates the terms of the parole would then be sent back to prison.
Nice.
Rendell would like the parole board to place emphasis on the convict's offenses and not in the time of prison and how they serve their sentences. Some violators game the system, and they play the system by taking classes and controlling their behavior while they're in prison. Act like good little boys. And
sure. It's like when they put pedophiles in prison, they go, oh, yeah, he behaved really well in prison. Sure. Yeah, there's no children to bag.
Right.
No children to rape.
Yeah.
Of course he behaved well.
And they do this, of course, to release early so they play
yes.
the game.
Yes.
Our governor requested this measure after he received reports a history of a man who had been paroled 3 times before killing 2 people in the suburbs last year. So
good,
he's on the right track. I hope the legislature goes along with that.
All right, finally something Rendell did yeah. is good.
Right.
He was yeah. oh he came up with a lot of puppy mill laws, which were good. That
yeah,
was
he's
good
cleaning up all the puppy mills.
That was the only other good thing he did.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's the worst governor ever.
Aww.
He's cleaning up metaphorically.
Yes.
Chatsford, the town supervisors, unanimously approved a 2009 budget that would hike taxes by 5.8% this year. The new budget raises property tax in Chatsford to 0.867 mils in the Hydrick District and 0.772 mils in the rest of the township. The spending plan raises the taxes for the township overall by 0.043 mils, if you can follow that. Tax revenues are used for township, fire protection, and the Rachel Cole Library, the Open Space Fund, capital improvements, and for the Fire Hydrant District. And the need for the township manager was debated, but the board decided they would advertise to fill a position of township manager, and they are budgeting $75,000 for that position, which includes benefits, expenses.
They're getting by without it, and they're going to hire a new guy?
Yeah. The That'd manager also worked with the sewer authority. There was one person who did protest and said, we don't need one, and just lengthen the hours of one of the secretaries to do the work by the job
yeah.
description.
They don't need to create a new position. They don't need to give money to the library. They could get the library can get all the money through donations, and the open space. They don't need to raise people's taxes to buy up land.
Yeah.
Please stop it.
Right.
Oh well. What else you have there, Jay?
That's it.
That's it. That's it for your news.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Jay's news. All right. Yeah. Cool. Hey, this is an article you may find interesting, ValerieNicole.net.
Okay.
A man sat in a metro station in Washington, D.C. and started to play the violin. It was a cold January morning. He played 6 Bach pieces for about 45 minutes. During that time, since it was rush hour, it was calculated that thousands of people went through the station, most of them on their way to work. 3 minutes went by, and a middle-aged man noticed there was a musician playing. He slowed his pace and stopped for a few seconds and then hurried up to meet his schedule. A minute later, the violinist received his first dollar tip. A woman threw the money in and just continued walking by. She didn't even stop, just threw a dollar in. A few minutes later, someone leaned against the wall to listen to him, but the man took a look at his watch and started walking again. Clearly, he was late for work. The one who paid the most attention was a three-year-old boy. His mother tagged him along, hurried, but the kid stopped to look at the violinist. Finally, the mother pushed hard, and the child continued to walk, turning his head all the time. This action was repeated by several other children. All the parents, without exception, forced them to move on. In the 45 minutes the musician played, only six people stopped and stayed for a while. About 20 people gave him money but continued to walk their normal pace. He collected $32. When he finished playing and silence took over, no one noticed it. No one applauded, nor was there any recognition. No one knew, but this violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the world's best musicians. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written on a violin worth $3.5 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
2 days before playing in the subway, Joshua Bell sold out a theater in Boston, and the seats were $100 each. It's a real story. Joshua Bell playing incognito in the metro station was organized by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment about perception, taste, and priorities of people. The outlines were, in a commonplace environment, at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop to appreciate it? Do we recognize the talent in an unexpected context?
Well,
so there you go.
He did. Did make $32.
Damn, you're right.
And with the $15,000 he made that night.
Yeah.
So he got $15,032.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know.
There you have it.
So there you go.
That's pretty interesting.
You always know where to pick up a... I mean, I've been through some of those European London stations where they do have those people sitting, playing guitar. And some of them are good.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, you're in a hurry to get someplace.
Oh, yeah.
And you just can't sit there and listen to them. But they were good musicians.
Yeah.
I've actually experienced that as well. Like, you know, sometimes when I play at festivals and things like that, it's always the kids that, like, will stop and, like, stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents just keep going.
Well,
and, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of sad.
But. Yeah, I guess the kids have a different different appreciation for it. So.
Yeah.
All right, good. The Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. Here's a little segment we do from...
By the way, isn't that what Baker Street's all about?
I did not know that, Jay. That's you like mean that song, Baker Street?
Well, Winding Your Way Down Baker Street. It's a guy who I forgot what they call the term where they play in the streets. And,
I did not know that.
I thought that was part of it.
Look at you, Jay. Jay showing off.
I'm just showing off. I think I read that.
I listen to the music.
No, I think I read that. Go ahead. Okay. Go on to the next one.
Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
Yes.
All right. Good talk.
Good talk.
Two separate words. Good talk.
Okay.
Okay. Jay's usually really good at guessing these.
Yeah, but I get about half the time, I guess. Good talk.
Good talk. Okay. Mm. Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. See if Jay can figure out the definition of good talk.
Is that kind of flirting or something in that sense? Or something you two people enjoy? Subject? No? Too far off?
Incorrect.
Hey, you want to take a stab at it, Valerie?
Valerie, any ideas?
Good talk.
Good talk.
Talking about something positive, maybe? I don't know.
Incorrect. All right. A way to end a man-to-man conversation of personal feelings in a comfortable, heterosexual manner.
Okay.
I actually have heard that on The Office. Like Steve Carell talked to somebody, and at the end, they'll say, good talk.
Okay. So,
yeah, I've heard that. Okay.
You ever watch that show?
Yeah.
That's the best.
It was really funny.
It's really, 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 really funny.
It's another way of saying, nice conversation.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later.
Used in a sentence, dude, I think my girl is cheating on me. What should I do? Dump that bitch. Huh? Good talk. There it is, used in a sentence. Okay. All right.
Anything else? Is that it?
Let's see. Any other?
Usually a weekend, you have three or four.
That's true, Jay.
Yeah.
That's right, Jay. Let's see. Was there any other ones? Uh-huh. I like what you've done here. Takes me a minute to find them here on my on my emails. In the meanwhile, 610-692-3131. 610-692-3131. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. Well, I received like a zillion emails since the show started. Don't know if any of them are I don't know what they're about, but we'll get to them later. Okay. Oh, textually frustrated.
Textually frustrated?
Yes.
It means you're frustrated with texting on...
Correct.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Aha.
Yes.
Very good.
You got one right. Yes. Right. When texting with someone over IM or SMS that takes too long to reply, leaving you waiting and frustrated. Okay? Yeah, I don't write fast or type fast. So it's like when people who can type are talking to me over IM, it's usually like, dude, just call me. Stop doing this.
When you have it just a regular phone, you know, like the letters on a telephone.
Yeah.
You have to get this, what they call a tap method. So it's a third letter down. You have to tap the button the three times to get the I. And then you have to go over and if it's the first letter, you can tap once.
Okay.
So the second letter in, it's tapped twice. So it takes longer. That's why they go, some of these phones have quirky keyboard.
Quirky. From Life Goes On?
No. Quirky. Q-U-E-R-T-Y. Gotcha. Keyboard.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you, Gabby?
Good. I'm just sitting back and working, enjoying the music.
Oh, great.
Very, very nice, Valerie.
Thank you.
Any ideas for, like, maybe dial a date?
Are you single, Valerie?
From some
yes,
of her,
I
not
am.
From me.
Yeah. That would be the hottest thing ever. Sometimes what we've done before on the program, we've had a dial-a-date before. And right now we're trying to have one with our... This is the first time we tried a male, you know, with our intern. And, the response, we only got one girl to write back.
Aww.
But if a girl does the dial-a-date, then you get 50 guys that want to be part of it.
Oh. Most of them are Mike.
There you go.
Yeah, Michael write 50 different times. All right, I'm a shoo-in. Well, but that would be cool. If you're ever interested in that, we could
sure, why not?
Have you on and for a dial-a-date. And then we usually, Captain Obvious goes out and gets us like a dinner for two, $50 gift certificate, and then you can go somewhere like Kildare's in Westchester or something like that.
Cool.
And then we find you alongside of a riverbank somewhere.
Oh, no. No.
I'm kidding,
good
of course.
Good way to get her. Yeah.
Maybe we would have like a chaperone or something if you felt uncomfortable.
Right.
So, yeah, we've done that before. So.
Huh. And also, she looks like Fishman's daughter.
Oh, yes,
in
yes.
In a few years. I
yes,
can see that.
That's right, yeah.
So I could see her behind a guitar.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
All right, I'll
all
keep
right.
listening. See
Thank ya. You, Kathy. All right, take care. I was kidding about the part where you'd be found along found the weeds in the pine lands out there in New Jersey or something. What do they call that one area? Is it called the Pine Lands?
In New Jersey, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, where everyone ends up. Anyway. In like a shallow grave.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course. But yeah, that would be great because then we would get a bunch of responses because we did have a young lady, Meg, on as a dial-a-date and the phones were stacked up. We had, you know,
really?
Three guys on and we would ask questions like, you know, like the dating game. It's just kind of like that. And guys call and try to win the girl, you know, by their impressive witty answers or whatever. That's when we had Kenneth Keith on and a couple other people for this girl, Meg, who was on our show one time. It works much better with a female. Yeah. Clearly, I think we have a more male audience.
I don't know if she knows Kenneth Keith.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, Kenneth Keith is that guy there. He used to be on the Stern Show. He's a singer-songwriter guy.
Oh, okay.
And he was trying to win. He's actually passed away since then. So, he was calling into it. All right, we'll find other things here on the emails here with the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. I believe there was one other one from the long weekend. Let's see what we have here. 610-692-3131, 610-692-3131. Okay, here's the word. Snow hysteria.
I'm going to guess that's when everybody... Well, you can turn on the TV and every weatherman is crying snow and everybody's getting all upset and They're going out with the trucks and everything. Is that it?
I'm going to say that's correct, Jay.
Okay.
All right? It's one of the real way too obvious ones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When the populace's fear of a snowstorm creates traffic jams and general panic way before any flakes even fall, usually turns out to be a totally disproportionate response to a minor snowstorm. So there you go. That's right, Jay. I'll say you're right
easy.
On that one.
Yeah,
that one was way too easy.
I know the other day they brined the streets because there was talk of flurries.
Yes.
But the flurries never came.
Yeah, so they wasted a bunch of brine and a bunch of gas driving around and a bunch of hourly rates to pay guys to do it. But
well,
hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, you can't win it. You know, one way or the other, if the snow did come and they didn't do it, you know, they would.
Everybody would trash
cursing them. Yeah.
Yeah. You're totally right, Jay. So I don't blame him for that.
Right.
All right. Good. All right. We'll do a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have we'll wrap it up after the. Oh, wait. The phone's ringing. I'm certainly not going to make someone wait over the break. So I'll wait for someone to screen the phone call, make sure they want to get on the air, and we'll go to Dave. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Snow hysteria is what got John Belaris kicked out of the city, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he
called
like,
it the storm of the...
He really missed on that.
Yeah, he came off dopey on that one, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That riverbank comment was class.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, way to really promote it. Huh?
Yeah, that... She sounded
really
like she was really into it until then.
Yeah, right.
The reality of like, I'm not going to know this person.
Yeah.
that settled in. I think she's just being kind now. Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wanted to know if she could do a Beatles thing. I wanted to hear.
Okay.
Could she do that?
Could you do a Beatles song for him?
Yeah, I have to run and get my capo, though.
Oh, okay.
You got to get your capo.
I could just hold my finger across the third fret for you.
I think Michelle's going to get a capo.
I didn't know a capo was involved.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What song are you going to do?
Let It Be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really? Why, do you have a capo, Jay?
Well, I think... Do you have a capo in your guitar? I think Michelle's getting it.
Oh, it's in your case. Oh, I thought it was in your car.
No, it's in my case.
Can you do Blackbird?
No.
No? Why, it's hard?
I just don't know it.
Oh, you don't know? You never heard that song?
No, I mean, I've heard it. I just don't...
You just can't...
I don't know how to play it.
Okay.
All right. Put it in your repertoire.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, cool. All right, see you. Thanks. Okay. Cool. We're going to get to hear a Beatles song. Which one are you doing?
Let It Be.
Let It Be. Okay. All right, cool.
All right.
Valerie Nicole doing the Beatles song Let It Be here. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester.
Let it be.
sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, 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 whisper words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be, there will be an answer, let it be, 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 whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Awesome.
Wow.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, cool. All right, we have a couple of emails to get to, but I am way behind in commercials. I'm going to do a... Oh, then the phone rings. See, I keep threatening to do commercials, and that's when people call. And I don't make them wait through the, you know, on hold through the commercial break since they took the time to pick up a phone and call our show. So, hey now, yes.
Hey now.
Yes.
Did you feed her meter yet?
Michelle did.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we came up with 50 cents or something on our budget.
I was going to say, well, it's funny because Dave said, it's funny you guys can't come up with a quarter up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was going to say, yeah, you can't come up with an intern that will go out and actually feed the meter.
Michelle did it, so thank you, Michelle. Yeah.
You think Dave could have done it? He's on the phone for, what, an hour?
You mean Dave who called in?
Yeah.
He could have done it?
In that time span.
Okay. I'm breaking his chops now.
I'm always breaking Dave's chops.
It's so funny. Cool.
All right. Well, that was a very nice song.
Yes, thank it was you. Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe she'll be a regular on WCHA.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is she from the Westchester area?
Douglasville, right?
Yeah, the Reading area.
Douglasville.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
I could drive that far.
I wouldn't drive that far. You know me, Randy. Don't go to Coatesville, Valerie.
Okay.
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 Not unless you if you value your life, don't go to Coatesville.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you later.
See you later. All right, cool. We'll do a break. We'll be right back with the show wrap up after these words.
You're listening to a man who eats matzah and isn't afraid to haggle in order to get the best deal when he makes a purchase. And Jay is here as well. The Jay and Randy Show on 1520 AM WCHE Westchester.
Here are some legal tips from attorney Steve Karp of the Chester County law firm of Karp & Hart. Their telephone number is 430-2200.
So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see a State Farm agent today.
In Westchester, visit State Farm agent Nancy Ellis at nancyellis.net or call 610-692-4398.
Yes, make sure you mention you heard Nancy Ellis's ad here on WCHE. And you'll get a free road atlas when you stop by and compare rates. With the economy the way it is, you could save money on your auto insurance by getting lower rates without sacrificing coverage. If you want to find out how you can do that, call Nancy Ellis, 610-692-4398, or check out her website, nancyellis.net. Thank you, Nancy Ellis. Alrighty, back, final segment here of the program. Nicole Valerie is still in the studio. She's put her guitar away. Jay over there with his loud door slamming. And we're all back. Okay, all good. Right. All right. I did receive a couple of emails, Jay, which we can get into. But first, let's go to, we'll go to the phones here. And we'll hear from Joe, I believe, is calling in. And we'll get to talk to him. See how things are out in Joe's world. WCHE Westchester. Joe, you're on the air.
Oh, lady, pick up your dog crap. I can't believe it.
What are you doing, looking out the window of your car and watching a dog do that?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
She just, well, you know, dog's crapping always turned me on.
Okay.
Who's laughing? Is Michelle on here?
No, that is Valerie Nicole.
Oh, Valerie Nicole.
Our musical guest today, yes.
Oh, great. Fabulous.
Yeah.
I heard you talking a little earlier to her. I didn't realize she was actually present.
Yes.
Yep, I'm here.
And she looks like Heather Locklear?
A young Heather Locklear.
I'll be right down.
Okay.
not too much. Happy New Year. And do you guys see what the number one movie for the last 2 weeks is?
I saw that that Yes Man was doing really well, which looks horrible. When I saw the commercials for it, Jim Carrey, he can't say anything but yes when asked a question. I mean, he already did that movie. It's called Liar, Liar.
Right.
Yeah, Liar, Liar. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see Milk, the one with Sean Penn in it. But Marley and Me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
Marley and Me has earned number one the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
And earned $100 million so far.
Jeez.
So.